Satanic Temple to open the world's first religious abortion clinic offering abortion rituals. By Hannah Blow on February 1, 2023. The Satanic Temple is proudly unveiling what it has described as the world's first religious abortion clinic where it will offer abortion rituals. It is mockingly naming the facility after Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito's mother, as the justice penned the opinion overturning Roe v. Wade, a move saving countless unborn lives. The Satanic Temple's TST Health is described as a collaborative of reproductive rights advocates and abortion care providers contracted and directed by the Satanic Temple to advance its reproductive religious rights campaign. It plainly states its goal of expanding access for mothers to terminate the lives of their unborn children, as well as expanding what it describes as TST's abortion ritual. TST Health describes the abortion ritual as a protective rite designed to cast off unwanted feelings associated with taking the life of an unborn child. According to TST Health, the ritual involves spoken words exclusively and includes reciting the third tenet of the Satanic Temple: one's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone. And the fifth: beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs. Science, however, shows that a baby's heartbeat begins around 21 days, and they can begin to feel pain in the first trimester, when many abortions take place. Brainwave activity also begins at 6 weeks as their limbs and organs begin to take form. The facility, Samuel Alito's Mom's Satanic Abortion Clinic, is set to open in New Mexico on February 14, and it will offer telehealth visits for those who wish to participate in TST's Satanic Abortion Ritual in states where abortion has been banned. It will also prescribe abortion pills for $90, which the Satanic Temple said will be discreetly mailed to them by TST Health's pharmacy partner. However, it noted that those seeking an abortion must be in the state and the pills delivered to a New Mexico address due to state law. Further, the Satanic Temple describes the clinic as the first step in the TST Health venture, touting plans to open more abortion clinics in other states. The Satanic Temple's announcement comes on the heels of far leftists becoming far more brazen in their advocacy of murdering unborn children. For instance, a pagan horn statue of a feminine figure emerging out of lotus is currently sitting atop the New York City courthouse. According to the artist, it pays homage to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who fought for abortion, as the figure features the justice's well-known lace collar. The artist also admitted that the figure's hair is, indeed, spiraling horns. The horns mimic the movement of the arms and are there as a symbol of the figure's sovereignty and its autonomy, she said in the artist notes, adding that the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, as well as Ginsburg's death, served as a setback for women. Many conservatives have observed that the left's brazen advocacy and celebration of abortion is reminiscent of the pagans throughout history, who sacrificed their children to the Canaanite deity Moloch. This was sharply addressed in the Old Testament, as the deity was first mentioned in Leviticus. "You shall not give any of your children to offer them to Moloch, and so profane the name of your God, I am the Lord," Leviticus 18:21 reads. Leviticus 20 also addresses the pagan deity and child sacrifice, as God strictly warned the people of Israel from whoring after Moloch, lest God cut them off from among his people and they be put to death.